We continue to share the outer, the inner, the higher, the lower, the in-between messages of the Quran as revealed in Surah Yasin, which is considered the heart of Quran. There are no less than a dozen ayahs in this 80 odd ayah surah that is immensely potent, that gives us the whole story, that there is nothing other than the one power that controls, that is the creator of all, maintainer of all, and everything is emanating from it and to it it returns. We have covered two sections out of five sections of the surah. Now these sections are simply being decided upon by great scholars and commentators in the past, and I find them very useful in that each section has in it a fairly self-contained package of a message. The first one is warning. It says, O Prophet, there were many people before you, and people don't like to listen because they're used to their habits and how their parents were doing, so they don't want to change, they don't want to suddenly turn and modify and be transformed. So this is the first section. The second one was the example in history of how the people of Antakya, Latakia, had messengers sent to them by the Prophet Isa alayhi salam, and they denied, and then from the other end of the town comes this man telling the rulers and the people around the ruler that, listen, follow those who are not asking you for any worldly gains, and they are guided. Listen to them, follow them, and so on. So this is the second message, a historical event, which we, all of us, can be subjected to at all times. Amongst the great commentators, for example, وَجَاءَ مِنْ أَقْصَى الْمَدِينَةِ رَجُلًا, sent from the other end of the town somebody came, although we know Habib al-Najjar was at the other end of Latakia, but also, what about occasionally you are doing something, you are pursuing this objective or project, suddenly a subtle voice from your own conscience, from the other side of your own heart, comes, tell you what, be a bit more generous, be patient, or whatever it is. It's also another subtler meaning. As you know, many of the ayahs of the Quran had come for specific occasions, but those occasions repeat in human history. So there are often a specific anchor for those ayahs. It brings something from heavens to earth. But equally also, you have situations where it is so subtle that the more you read in it, the more it opens up for you. Until you find the Quran itself is reading itself. We are now on the third section, which are ayahs. Allah is giving us sign after sign after sign. Please, Bismillah, read. Ayah number 33.
وآية لهم الأرض الميتة أحييناها وأخرجنا منها حبا فمنه يأكلون وجعلنا فيها جنات من نخيل وأعناب وأعناب وفجرنا فيها من العيون ليأكلوا من ثمره وما عملته أيديهم أفلا يشكرون سبحان الذي خلق الأزواج كلها مما تنبت الأرض ومن أنفسهم ومما لا يعلمون.
So Allah tells us, look at the earth, how from dead piece of planet water comes. Water was poured onto it. And from that herbage life began. Contemplate how from the dead comes the living, and how these amazing events on this earth took place, especially pairs. سُبْحَانَ الَّذِي خَلَقَ الْأَزْوَاجِ. There is nothing you and I can see, touch, discern on earth unless it's one of two. Often these two are complementary, but sometimes they appear as though they are opposing. And what opposes also can be complementary and will become complementary. And then look at the night, look at the day, how the light is removed or the darkness has come or removed. The Prophet was often asked, which was first, day or night? And there had been apparently several times that he was asked, and most of the answers were that day was first. In other words, noon, light was first. Then shadow comes and darkness comes. If there was no light to begin with, we wouldn't know darkness. So he says, and look at the signs, the night and the day, and the sun, how it moves on, and the moon, how it also has its own circuit. Neither the sun would hit the moon. So all of the planetary systems follow their destiny in a most perfect way, in a dynamic way, and relatively stable. In between, there appears to be a lot of instabilities, whether it is asteroids or other things or falling stars or whatever. But the whole system of this billions of galaxies and stars has its own stability.
وآية لهم الليل نسلخ منه النهار فإذا هم مظلمون والشمس تجري لمستقر لها ذلك تقدير العزيز العليم والقمر قدرناه منازل حتى عاد كالعرجون القديم لا الشمس ينبغي لها أن تدرك القمر ولا الليل ولا الليل سابق النهار وكل في فلك يسبحون وآية لهم أنا حملنا ذريتهم في الفلك المشحون وخلقنا لهم من مثله ما يركبون وإن نشأ نغرقهم فلا صريخ لهم ولا هم ينقذون إلا رحمة منا ومتاعا إلى حين.
Then Allah gives us this amazing physical phenomena of how things can float on water and how, as you know, three quarters of the earth is covered with water, with oceans. As you know, communication, trade, commerce is so much based on the ease of traveling on water, especially when the winds and their prevailing directions were discovered. 300-400 years ago. So he says, look at all of this. It could have all been erased. None of these could have happened for me. See the conveniences. See also how we have been given the faculty of aql, of reason, of reflection, of cause and effect for us to benefit. So as we have relative ease on this earth, connecting with other people, other cultures, so that we discover all of human beings desiring the same thing. We all want to know what is the destiny. We want to know what is the origin of it all. We want to know how does it all end. We want to know what can I do so that I am least upset, saddened, or frightened. These two major factors of khawf, fear, which is an important factor in our dynamic thrust in this world, and sadness. Nobody wants to be sad. Nobody wants to be afraid. Yet we are all the time afraid. So fear for the mu'min becomes caution. Watch out. Take counsel. Why are you doing this? Is it the right time? Is it the right place? So Allah says all of it could have been wiped out. وَأَنْ نَشَأْ نُغْلَقُمْ You would be all drowned. If a small little aspect of nature changes.
وَإِذَا قِيلَ لَهُمُ اتَّقُوا مَا بَيْنَ أَيْدِيكُمْ وَمَا خَلْفَكُمْ لَعَلَّكُمْ تُرْحَمُونَ وَمَا تَأْتِيهِمْ مِنْ آيَةٍ مِنْ آيَاتِ رَبِّهِمْ إِلَّا كَانُوا عَنْهَا مُعْرِضِينَ
Now again, this goes back again to the early section. He says, human beings are in denial. Nobody wants to admit their faults. Nobody wants to suddenly say, look, I was wrong, this is not, and I'm willing to correct my attitude, my action, my intention. We are resistance. Why? Because of the ego. What is the ego? It tries to mimic the ruh. What is the ruh? Min amri Rabbi. It is a light that has got all the knowledges of Allah's attributes and the Asma al-Husna.
وَإِذَا قِيلَ لَهُمْ أَنفِقُوا مِمَّا رَزَقَكُمُ اللَّهُ قَالَ الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا لِلَّذِينَ آمَنُوا أَنُطْعِمُ مَنْ لَوْ يَشَاءُ اللَّهُ أَطْعَمَهُ إِنْ أَنْتُمْ إِلَّا فِي ضَلَالٍ مُبِينٍ وَيَقُولُونَ مَتَى هَذَا الْوَعْدُ إِنْ كُنْتُمْ صَادِقِينَ.
Here we have got also a historical event. People of Mecca at that time have been subjected to immense poverty, third, fourth year or thereabout. And so this ayah comes down. There were many people, their names are known, objected. They said, what sort of a God is it? Couldn't he feed these poor, miserable people? Why should we be giving them alms? Why should we share with the little that we have during these difficult times? This is a very key ayah in decree of destiny. Is there free will or is it all predestinated? Is it all completely Allah's way and Allah's power, or do you and I and others have a hand in it? The answer, as you know, we have a limitation in being able to act, but we have a certain measure of freedom to act. I am free in my lifting my hand, but the power that I have been given to lift my hand is from Allah. The will to lift my hand is also from Allah. So I am a proxy, I am a khalifa in a way, in a small way. So I've been given these attributes. The same thing is my knowledge of the divine attributes. We all love generosity. Allah is the generous. We all love qudra. Allah is al-qadir. We all love to have a certain will. Allah is the ultimate source of all wills. We want to have knowledge. Allah is al-aleem. Allah knows it all. We are given little bit. So this is why this ayah is a very important one, and it comes back again later on. Why doesn't Allah feed them? But Allah will have you to soften your heart to feed them also. So as you become also more connected, this is Allah's way. Allah contains it all. And the last ayah of the surah sums it all up. He says, all of it is in His hand. Bismillah.
ويقولون متى هذا الوعد إن كنتم صادقين ما ينظرون إلا صيحة واحدة تأخذهم وهم يخصمون فلا يستطيعون توصية ولا إلى أهلهم يرجعون ونفخ في الصور فإذا هم من الأجداث إلى ربهم ينسلون.
This is the third section, which is almost entirely to do with Akhirah. There are numerous descriptions in the Quran confirming each other what happens after death and what happens when the entire, you know, celestial system collapses and the end of the universe. They reinforce each other. There are no less than 9 different occasions where we have this story. And it reinforces itself by giving us the following stages. A first stage where anything that is alive on this earth, anywhere else, jinn, ins, will die. The next shock, and the next, if you like, sound or trumpet, or these are all symbolic names for it, the next major shock, everything comes to life without its shadow. As we have here, the body, the mind, our so-called you and I, are shadows. Then there is no shadows. There is only the innermost. At the moment, I don't know what's in your heart. I can only look at your actions, your face, and a bit of an indication of your intention. This phase that comes after the destruction of everything, there is only intention. You can only see people as they really are, what is in their heart only. That is why the more we practice that transparency, the easier the passage will be for us in this world and the hereafter. Here we have this third section, and it uses these terms, which is repeated in the Quran, صَيْحَةً وَاحِدَةً, one major, you know, cry or sound or a bang. And the other one is نُفِخَ فِي الصُّورِ. This is the second one, when everything comes alive. Sur also means a horn.
قالوا يا ويلنا من بعثنا من مرقدنا هذا ما وعد الرحمن وصدق المرسلون إن كانت إلا صيحة واحدة فإذا هم جميع لدينا محضرون فاليوم لا تظلم نفس شيئا ولا تجزون إلا ما كنتم تعملون.
On that day, on that occasion, everybody will see who they are. What they have done. What have we done in this world? How much has we given? How much has we served? How much have we revealed our innermost? How much have we truly acknowledged that we are here by Allah's rahmah and mercy? By the rahmaniyah and rahimiyah. The more we are aware of that, the more you are rendering accounts now. The less you have also to go over heavy, if you like, interrogation and account. So Allah says, on that occasion, the word is used yawm. Yawm means on that period or in that state. Everybody knows what they have done, what they have hidden, what secrets they have had, what love they have had. Allah says, if there is any love in your heart other than for me, I cannot leave there. So access is less. So all of our life here is to practice that access so that you know Allah knows. You know everything is being recorded in you by the mysterious, amazing power of Allah. So you have less and less, if you like, funny agendas or having to remember on this hand or on the other hand. You know that it is all as a guest in this part of in this short-lived life, and you're returning back to the essence of it without any ability to act, hide, or to cover up.
إن أصحاب الجنة اليوم في شغل فاكهون هم وأزواجهم في ظلال على الأرائك متكئون لهم فيها فاكهة ولهم ما يدعون سلام قولا من رب رحيم.
Then it gives us the eye of the state of those who have been liberated, those who have been saved, those who have gone through the process of transformation through Islam, Iman, Ihsan. It says they are, these people are in paradise. They with their pairs, in other words, there are no more dualities. They have been joined. They are in a state of ecstasy. For them, whatever they want, in other words, there are no desires. There are no needs whatsoever. All of it is fulfilled. Salamun min Rabbil. There is only peace upon you. The next ayah is the contrast. If you and I have not done our work now, then we have to be purified.
وامتازوا اليوم أيها المجرمون ألم أعهد إليكم يا بني آدم ألا تعبدوا الشيطان إنه لكم عدو مبين وأن اعبدوني هذا صراط مستقيم ولقد أضل منكم جبلا كثيرا أفلم تكونوا تعقلون هذه جهنم التي كنتم توعدون اصلوها اليوم بما كنتم تكفرون.
It also tells us the contrast of human beings who have not risen to their potential, who have not discovered the purpose of this life, who have not lived according to the light that guides them. Elsewhere in the Quran, it tells us, it says, their light makes them walk on this earth like a torch. So they are following the light of the purposefulness in this life. What is the purposefulness? So that you have rendered your account every minute, every instant. It is a loan upon us. The day you have, the month you have, the life you have, it's unknown. How are you repaying it? In other words, you do not do anything unless it is liberating you from you, by you, according to Allah's rahmah. Otherwise, we'll end up in Jahannam. We end up as followers of shaitan. The word shaitan is from shatana. The verb means far away. Far away from that zone of tranquility, bliss and ease. So we have often, whenever we make a mistake, it's because of ghafla. It is because of ghurur. And these are also different attributes of shaitanic, if you like, tendencies.
اليوم نختم على أفواههم وتكلم أيدينا وتكلمنا أيديهم وتشهد أرجلهم بما كانوا يكسبون ولو نشاء لطمسنا على أعينهم فاستبقوا الصراط فأنى يبصرون ولو نشاء لمسخناهم على مكانتهم فما استطاعوا مضيا ولا يرجعون.
So this completes this section of telling us about the Akhirah. If we bear that in mind all the time, our actions will change, our intentions will change, our attention will change, and we begin to be transformed. That we are creatures on earth, but not of earth. We have descended from heavens, and we are returning back. So the ayahs that warn us to remember, to be constantly vigilant about what comes next, because next is timeless. Here we measure years. You have a bit of a pain. It may last for a few days, a week or two or a month. But there, that state of agitation or not being in the garden is beyond the years and the space that we experience on this earth. It is as though it's infinite. That is why it is severe. Now we come to the last section. The last section, in a sense, is the summary of everything. Summary of Yasin, summary of Quran, summary of who are we, what are we, what should we do. Bismillah.
وَمَن نُعَمِّرْهُ نَكْسُهُ فِي الْخَلْقِ أَفَلَا يَعْقِلُونَ وَمَا عَلَّمْنَاهُ الشِّعْرَ وَمَا يَنْبَغِي لَهُ إِنْ هُوَ إِلَّا ذِكْرٌ وَقُرْآنٌ مُبِينٌ.
So Allah Azza wa Jalla gives us a very immense message here. So don't you see? As you go up, you go down. وَمَن نُعَمِّرْهُ نُنَكِّسْهُ. As you grow, you become strong, your mind, your physical body, whatever, also you revert back to being feeble, weak, and even unable to think. You look at old age and or very old age. So don't you see the cycle? To remind us also, everything in existence is cyclical. Whether it is human, whether it is planetary, whether it is on relationship, it is cycles. As days are, as nights are, all cycle after cycle, how the earth turns around, how the moon, how the sun, so are we. We are born weak and feeble as a baby. And the first thing we do is to cry a song to inhale air after having been 9 months in a protected aqueous solution state. Suddenly we are beginning to develop the senses, which take a few years, and then the mind, until we are, if you like, mature by the age of 40. If with that maturity you do not realize that you are here on your way back, one day after your birth, you are one day closer to departure. Are you ready? Have you packed your bag for the next station, for the next town, for the next city, for after death? You know, when you are moving from one place to another, you want to have the map, the GPS, this, that, you want to find the culture, so as you are prepared, so it doesn't come as a shock. Are you ready to leave this world? Please don't do it here, it will be very inconvenient if suddenly 10 people decide to leave, you know, as well. Inwardly you have to be ready, and that is what brings you joy, that is what will give you freshness in everything. And so it doesn't become either attraction or repulsion, you are all like a swing, good, bad, up, down, and then you see things as they are, you become a shahid. Inna arsalnaka shahidan wa mubashiran, then the good news, wa nadhiran, you warn yourself, if I don't do it now it will be too late, I've lost one day. Until such time, you are on the edge between this world and the next. It's a wonderful ayah. There are numerous ayahs like this. لِيُنْذِرَ مَنْ كَانَ حَيًّا. يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا اتَّبِعُوا اللَّهَ وَالرَّسُولَ يُحْيِيكُمْ. The word حي in the Quran used in two phases. One is biological, as we all are. Another one is awakened to the truth that La ilaha illallah. So many of these ayahs tell us, look, give warning to all, but only those who have accepted Iman, who have trusted, who have taken the message as ilm al-yaqeen. You've heard the news. This is ilm, knowledge. The other one is ayn al-yaqeen. You see it. You see you are leaving this world. The third one is haqq al-yaqeen. You don't anymore see time. You are already looking at the timeless zone in you. These are clearly different phases that a mature person will go through. So here we know that the true awakening will come to those who have accepted Iman, who are doing their utmost in Ihsan, acting as a conduit from the highest of goodnesses to any other goodnesses that you can render to anyone at any time.
أَوَلَمْ يَرَوْا أَنَّا خَلَقْنَا لَهُمْ مِمَّا عَمِلَتْ أَيْدِينَا أَنْعَامًا فَهُمْ لَهَا مَالِكُونَ وَزَلَّلْنَاهَا لَهُمْ فَمِنْهَا رَكُوبُهُمْ وَمِنْهَا يَأْكُلُونَ وَلَهُمْ فِيهَا مَنَافِعُ وَمَشَارِبُ أَفَلَا يَشْكُرُونَ
Look at all the ease you have. Look at the cattle. Look at the animal kingdom. Look at the benefits you have on this earth. Can't we be in utter gratitude? Earlier on in the same surah, the ayah says, وَمَا عَمِلَتُ أَيْدِينَ You and I do plant the tree, but you have not programmed the fruiting. You have not programmed the way it's going to grow. And here it confirms it. Same surah. إِنَّا خَلَقْنَا لَهُمْ مِمَّا عَمِلَتْ أَيْدِينَ Says, we made it. Allah says, my hands did it. You didn't do it. You were just a little bit of a, you know, outer thing. Take the seed, put it in the ground. So you participate in a little bit in this amazing act of creation, growth, consumption and return. So as we are here in a kindergarten, this earth is Allah's kindergarten. Everything is already in it, but we have to, with the right courtesy, some outer action, participating in generosity, in goodness, in sharing, in caring.
واتخذوا من دون الله آلهة لعلهم ينصرون لا يستطيعون نصرهم وهم لهم جند محضرون
Those who are in denial of the purpose of life and of the message to live that life will regret it and they will have no success, neither visibly or otherwise. And so in the Quran we are reminded, don't look at them having wealth and power and houses. Or they are strong looking as, you know, in their bodies and so on. This is only, these are shadows they will pass.
Bismillah.
Don't ever be saddened by what they say. Don't ever be concerned by denial, by all of the other mischief that human beings conduct throughout ages. Way, way, way before 2,000 years, 4,000 years, 5,000 years. Look at the horrendous killings that went on for 3,000-4,000 years in the Middle East. 5,000 years ago, the pharaohs of Egypt conquered other lands and they put tablets that this is the border of our land. 20 years later, the tablets are thrown down and yet again another tribe comes from there and they conquer. Vice versa, vice versa. We are doing a similar thing in an apparently more civilized way. We call it competition. It is love for monopoly, love for control. Why do you love to control? Because your ruh is controlling you. It's the reverse. That is why we are in such a mess globally.
أَوَلَمْ يَرَ الْإِنسَانُ أَنَّا خَلَقْنَاهُ مِنْ نُطْفَةٍ فَإِذَا هُوَ خَصِيمٌ مُبِينٌ وَضَرَبَ لَنَا مَثَلًا وَنَسِيَ خَلْقَهُ قَالَ مَنْ يُحْيِي الْعِظَامَ وَهِيَ رَمِيمٌ قُلْ يُحْيِيهَا الَّذِي أَنْشَأَهَا أَوَّلَ مَرَّةٍ وَهُوَ بِكُلِّ خَلْقٍ عَلِيمٌ
Don't you reflect that we were a tiny clot in the womb? Don't you think how from nowhere we didn't know? Do you remember when you were in the womb? Do you know how you were born? Yeah. Don't you reflect upon that? And he says, but we forget. We don't remember it. And we start arguing. Who is going to create it? This again has a historical reason. One of the argumentative people at the time of the Prophet ﷺ brought some bones that were already completely become dust. He brings it to the Prophet. He says, is he going to make a human being out of this dust? So as I said earlier, there are so many historical events that tether or anchor an ayah that is vast in its implication. So he said, who can create this? Who can make this dust again into a human being who has got willpower, who has got consciousness? قُلْ يُحْيِيهَا. He who brought it in the first place will redo that. Then this ayah is a magical one, this one now that he's going to read.
الَّذِي جَعَلَ لَكُمْ مِنَ الشَّجَرِ الْأَخْضَرِ نَارًا فَإِذَا أَنْتُمْ مِنْهُ تُوْقِدُونَ.
It is well known in the desert there were two types of trees, still wet, and one of them, if it is rubbed strong enough against the other, you get spark and you make a fire. It is well known historically. Also, it was in North Africa as well. Two different types. And they somehow, you know, they call it zinnat. They interact with each other. Now, as you know, making fire in most of African places and so on was also taking hardwood, piece of wood, rubbing it, turning it on another one, and having a little bit of dry stuff around, then the sparks catch. You know, people who are experts at it, within 2 minutes they can make fire. And of course, fire became a very valuable commodity. The discovery or control of fire was a big thing in human civilization. That, and of course, discovery of the needle and the eye of the needle to sew. These were big things in our history, 20,000-30,000 years ago, which enabled human beings to migrate and move. So he says, look how from green wood you can make fire. That means from water almost, because it's green. And people used to demonstrate that this zinnad could be wet, dripping, and yet it can cause, you know, a spark. Bismillah.
أوليس الذي خلق السماوات والأرض بقادر على أن يخلق مثلهم بلى وهو الخلاق العليم إنما أمره إذا أراد شيئا أن يقول له كن فيكون.
Is it, can't you contemplate that he who had created the heavens and the earth and the millions of stars and the galaxies, isn't that amazing, mysterious power, Allah Azza wa Jal? Isn't he able to recreate you again? It is that power that by the slightest will, kun, everything will be. It's a mysterious entity. You and I have to prepare for it. We and I have to think of it. We're brief. But so that is why every one of us wants to have that amazing power. That is why magic is always loved by children. That's why we all seek miracles. The Quran is full of stories that they ask the Prophet, give us a miracle. We want a miracle, so as we truly then believe more in that unseen. Everybody is looking for a miracle. But what about you as a miracle? Isn't it a miracle that you sleep and you disappear? And you reappear again? I mean, isn't that a miracle of miracles? Isn't it a miracle of miracles that you breathe in and out and you are not making any effort yourself? And you take it for granted. Miracle upon miracle. But we are clumsy. And the surah ends up by this magnificent ayah.
فَسُبْحَانَ الَّذِي بِيَدِهِ مَلَكُوتُ كُلِّ شَيْءٍ وَإِلَيْهِ تُرْجَعُونَ.
Metaphorically says the entire thing, whatever you can imagine in existence, in the cosmos, is in his hands. And everything returns to him. What an amazing, incredible revelation and story. Everything has emanated from that mysterious, ever-present, ever-engulfing, universal power. And to it, everything returns. This is the good news. And the more important news is that we have to participate in living that message so that we are accountable as we progress in our age towards the agelessness